I remember going back to my apartment and I said, Ola, you blessed me to score this week. I'm making sajda. And in my apartment, I kid you not, I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to go down and pray? Am I going to stand up, beat on my chest, then go do a sajda? Yeah. Am I going to go around and do a sajda? Whatever it's going to be. And so, you know, Monday Night Football comes around. We needed the game. Sellout crowd, Arrowhead. We set the noise record, still the world record, Guinness World Record today. Loudest stadium in the outdoor stadium.
Casey?
Casey.
Okay.
And it happened on a guy intercepting the pass, running it back, and praising Allah, sajda in end zone.
That was your... Subhanallah.
And wow. It's still in Guinness World Records.
It's still in Guinness.
Unforgettable.
The loudest roar recorded in world history is people cheering on a Muslim, praising Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Wow. And it's one of the, and it's one of those things where you just got to be courageous, man. You just have to do it. And alhamdulillah, you know, a lot of people talk about the flag. Alhamdulillah, I didn't get fined. I remember when my agent called me and told me about that. But the beautiful thing was, I'm glad that there was a flag because it brought more attention to it. So then you had the world on every talk show, sports, this. People are debating a sajda. The whole world is just debating a sajda for like 48
hours. If you could just explain the flag, because probably people don't know what they mean by a flag.
Okay.
So when I scored the touchdown, I go, I'm just flowing at this point. So I just slid in the end zone and I did a sajda. So the ref, he throws a flag. So apparently, it's a penalty. So apparently there's a rule, or it was a rule. Now you can do whatever you want. Apparently there was a rule that you can't go down in celebration on two knees, right? And so they throw the flag, we get the penalty. Alhamdulillah, it didn't affect the game because it was working the Patriots that game, and we won. Really good game. Afterwards came the backlash.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about the Ummah showed up. Okay. I'm getting like Twitter and Instagram is not even, wasn't close to what it is now. But when I say people from France, Indonesia, Africa, everybody going at the NFL, that was wrong, yada, 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 you shouldn't be doing this. He better not get fined, all kinds of stuff. They, by like 6 a.m., they issued a statement. Oh, this is this. Like, I'm waking up to the news. There's reporters. I'm like, what is going on? Check my phone. It's going crazy. And so it was beautiful because it captivated the world in terms of people should be able to pray to God. People should be able to worship.
Nice.
And so something that, you know, I hold very personal in terms of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was just a private moment that was displayed in public. Right? But that level of courage, willingness to do something in an environment that it's foreign, that people aren't aware of. The ref, you know, alhamdulillah, I don't know what was in his heart, so I just say, he just seen something he's not used to, so he flags it,
right?
But look at the way it spreads, and look at the dawah that comes from that,
right?
Sometimes you never know, just getting over your own individual fear or acting in spite of fear, it can lead to the most beautiful moments.
Right, I mean, subhanAllah.
How much izzah that brought to the ummah, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people never seen an Islamic, yani, gesture, you know, in the NFL. Like, it never happened.
Yep.
So it was the first time. Like, all that courage that it took to do it, just the story that you said, Ya Allah, if I score, then, and Allah allowed you to score, subhanAllah. You know, and that's tough, right? That you did. And the second thing, that not only did Allah make it stop there, but as a reward for the courage, the roar from the crowd, possibly the angels roaring with them.
Yeah, Allah,
you know, you never know what was happening there. And then after that, the whole ummah stood up for you, show you like how we come together, yani, as an ummah, and people are discussing it. The Prophet ﷺ, this is something I thought of when you said that. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatun hasana, falahu ajraha wa ajra man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever starts a good sunnah, right, in the ummah, then they get the reward for it, and the reward of everyone that does it after. So now, everyone in any sport that was inspired by this action, you get the reward of that sajda and the impact that it has on the ummah. So that's, courage, this is the reward of courage at the end. Yani, subhanAllah, you sacrifice, and this is what we get.
No, and that's so deep. I mean, and you know, when we talk about masculinity, you know, it was our first episode, which really is, everything is couched in this concept of purpose. Mm. And just kind of to reiterate that is, you know, you find if you're a Muslim man and a man that believes in a deity higher than yourself, Allah, if he's your ultimate purpose, everything you do in life is to please him. We know that part, but sometimes we forget, or it's in our subconscious mind, that the results of the struggle or the results of embodying that masculinity is up to Allah. So the results of that was well beyond, I'm almost sure, what you would fathom. You know, that there would be a penalty, firstly, and then the Muslims would stand like, what's going on now, mashallah? Yeah. You know, the Muslims coming online, the solidarity is creating a whole different wave, bringing a whole different perspective, making a lot of people think. And that's because someone wanted to embody that masculine trait of courage. And particularly when it comes to the man in leadership, there has to be some time of courage. And sometimes that courage, you may lose your life in that regard. Man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed. The Prophet said, whoever is the one that dies in protecting his money, his honor, then he is a martyr. Right now, I'm literally thinking like what it looks, because you know, playing football and you're running in the helmet, you see that vision, it's like, it's shaking, and you see that end zone coming close.
You're coming close. Yeah. You're like, it's happening. Were you like certain? Like when you caught it, you were running, were you like absolutely sure you're going to make it?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because there are moments where you have conversations with yourself. Right. Mm. When I broke on the ball and I intercepted it, the immediate thought was, Allah did his part, now you gotta do your part. Mm. Yeah. So like, I gotta get there. I gotta go. You know, like I said, it was the loudest recorded sound. I didn't hear nothing. I'm just focused. I gotta get there.
I love athletics.
So it's just me. Right now it's just me. I have to uphold my part of the promise, because Allah did his part. He got me the ball, I got to go score, I got to go do a sajda, right? So yeah, so it was just, a moment. But you know, one of the beautiful things is people know me for being Muslim, not for anything I really did. Mm. Just that guy's a Muslim. If you talk to Hussein Yaron, he's a Muslim. Yeah. The greatest thing that we can be known for is being a Muslim.